All right, hello, and welcome back to the DBB segment known as Yu-Gi-Oh, where we cover the entirety of the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Monsters series. Today we'll be covering specifically episodes 56 through 60. But before we get into all of that, we gotta introduce ourselves, and with you today, I am the King of Dungeon Dice Monsters, Enrique.
And I am Yami T-Max.
All right, so we got to kick things off with a quick recap from your boy. I, if you remember, last week did not watch episodes 54 and 55. Tristan, you undersold 54. You undersold it because that is the most Kaiba-ass Kaiba episode ever. This dude has such an ego on him that he went and battled a computer just to flex on his own computer that he made to duel himself that he knew he could beat because he programmed the bitch and used Obelisk. That was it. That was all it was for. He just went to flex. He went to do something he knew he already could do.
Brand new card. Yeah.
That was it. He was just like, yeah, I know it's going to win, but I just want to do it anyways. Cause I'm fucking Kaiba. And he's got the white suit now. He didn't even mention the white suit.
You're right. I didn't mention the white suit. That's really more of a you thing. I forgot to mention it.
He got the whole white suit with a little thing on it, bro. What you mean that's more of a me? That's an everyone thing, dog.
Kaiba's your guy, dude. I'm not trying to take your Kaiba.
And then 55, Joey's got his second best outfit of the series.
The t-shirt?
Yeah, the t-shirt with the blue gimmick and the chain. That shit's hard.
Yeah, bro. I agree.
It's not as good as the green jacket, but it's hard. I like it.
You don't think it's as good as the green jacket?
Nah, I think green jacket's still superior, but this one hard too.
All right. That's fair. I can handle that.
And then Joey tries to go see his sister. He gets jumped by some dudes in the back alley and they whoop his ass.
That's what I told you that.
I know, but I just thought it was fucked up. He just trying to go see his sister. He got jumped and shit. And they beat him down. And he was left in that alley for a whole night. They had to come get him.
That's what I'm saying. He was just chilling there, bro.
They jumped him, beat his ass, and threw him in a fucking dumpster and just left him there. Like, Joey just deadass fell asleep with the dumpster. He's like, well, shit, I guess I'm done for today. God damn. And then he goes to see Serenity, and Serenity's all like, you were supposed to be here, Joey. And, like, if you open the door, you can see I'm bucked up. Like, bro, Joey's clothes are literally ripped to shreds and shit. He's like, just open the door and see that I'm beating the fuck up, Serenity. I'm not lying. His mom didn't say shit. His mom saw him and was like, Joseph. And I was like, Joseph. Damn, mom. What the hell?
Bro, for real?
Y'all beefing Joseph. Like that?
Can't believe you here, Joseph.
What could a child have done to you? Joey's only, what, they said, like, 16, 17? He would have been 9, 10? What the hell did he do to you?
Yeah.
God, hater-ass moms, I tell you what, bro. So, Yugi is running around with that big-ass curb chain and dog collar like he's a beast now. He completely committed. He took off the whole... He doesn't even wear the chain around his neck no more. He ties the chain to a collar he's wearing. Yugi... He's a weird little dude, I'll tell you what. He's definitely a weird little dude.
Yugi is or Yami is?
Yugi is.
All right.
Yugi's the one picking the fits. All right, Yugi's the one wearing that shit. Yami is just the one doing shit, okay? Yugi's the one putting on his outfit. I don't know what kind of weird BDSM he's into or what, but...
Nah, bro, Yami said, hey, put this collar on because you my dog.
Nah, I think Taya said put that collar on, but that's a whole different conversation.
If anything, bro, it's going to be Yami telling Taya to put the collar on real soon.
So, yeah, strategy's actually becoming a thing now in this, which is kind of cool because we see the definition of a scum deck. This is something that's banned in real life.
That's not surprising, but, you know.
I mean, Exodia's literally banned in real life, but, like, this dude had three Exodias. Like, this is the most shit, like, this does not fly. This does not fly anywhere.
Oh, by the way, maybe we'll get to it in a minute, but I don't know if this is, like, a thing with Exodia. Do you have to summon all five pieces at once?
No.
Okay.
You just have to have all five in your hand.
Okay.
And you just go, boom, I win. Like, that's it. Because you would lose every time you try to summon all five pieces at once.
Yeah.
Because people would just start killing them. Like, if I see you put down an Exodia, I'm killing it. You know what I'm saying?
No, 100%.
Yeah, you just need the five. So, like, that's why he was doing the Graceful Charity spam, which is the most bogus fucking... This dude was running the most scummy deck ever. He was like, all right, Swords are Revealing Light, Graceful Charity, Graceful Charity, Graceful Charity. I win. Fuck you.
He said two monsters with 2,500 defense points. Watch this.
That's it, bro. GG. Pack him up, roll him up in a spliff, and smoke it. But this battle was actually... I thought this battle was fire as fuck. I thought they were really cooking. Like, Yugi doing everything he can to make him not be able to do that, and then him doing everything he can to do it. It was kind of like, it wasn't a lot of action, but it was a lot of strategy back and forth, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely it was. I mean, it wasn't much strategy from the hunter. He said, Exodia, 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 Exodia. But, you know.
No, it wasn't a strategy from him, but it was definitely, he was doing the scum shit. He was doing everything in his power to keep himself from Lucy.
Absolutely he was.
And Yugi was like, no, 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 Exodia deny, Exodia deny.
Hack-a-shack, hack-a-shack, hack-a-shack.
Anything in his power to keep Exodia away, which is dope. But this is why I like Battle City more, because now we're starting to get into the real rules of the game. Tribute summoning, attack directly. Like, this is the stuff that you actually do in the game back in the day. I don't know what they do now with that pendulum shit, but that's a whole different conversation, buddy.
I don't even want to know about that, to be honest with you. Just don't. Just leave it. Keep it away from me.
Look, the first two series, they just had the basic rules, polymerization, that was it, right? It was 5Ds when they started doing synchros and shit, and then I never watched anything past 5Ds. So once after that, it's when shit got real, real crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it sounds like the most ridiculous stuff ever to me.
Synchro wasn't too bad. It was like polymerization, but without as specific cards. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would just be like, you need this type of card and then a Pacific card instead of, like, two Pacific cards.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time. But Yugi ends up rolling him in a spliff, smoking it, saying, get out of here, little noob ass bitch. Give me your locator card. Get the fuck out of here before I beat you the fuck up. Give me my Black Eyes Red Dragon 2. Red Eyes Black Dragon. Fuck. Nice, dude. So then he takes all that shit. He goes, Joey. Take your shit back. Joey's like, nah, I'm a bum. He's like, what? He said, I fucking suck you. He said, and so instead of that, I'm going to start betting Time Wizard. And Yugi's like, yo, motherfucker, I did not give you that shit to start gambling that. And he's like, Yugi, it's all good, bro. We got this shit. That's what you say when you bet Red Eyes. Yugi. Like, we're good.
He didn't even bet Red Eyes, bro. He had that shit stolen from him. He got super jumped. I mean,
technically
jumped.
He bet it, but, like, you know, he just got jumped. So,
yeah, what are you supposed to do when your homie gets jumped?
So then Joey goes and gets another iconic Joey card, which I don't know how it's an iconic Joey card, but it is at this point. He goes and fights Psychic Man, and Psychic Man's like, yo, I'm a psychic. Dude looks exactly like the psychics from Pokemon. Like, I don't know if you ever played.
Oh, 100% he does.
Absolutely. If you play the old Pokemon games, he looks exactly like the psychic type trainers. Goes against him. You find out the little dude's got a fucking microphone with all his little brothers talking shit like, yo, bro, we see his cards. He's got this, this, and this. That's the most cheap ass shit. People be cheating in Battle City, bro.
Bro, super cheating.
Everyone like, be cheating. No one wants to fight fair. No one wants like to run the ones
Kingdom,
anymore.
How was it in Duelist Kingdom? Not as many people were cheating, but now people super cheating.
Because they know the location. So I guess that's like the counterbalance was that in Duelist Kingdom, no one knew where they were going. They were just getting on a boat and getting taken somewhere. Whereas yeah. Battle City, he said, like, it's in Domino City. Like, this yeah. is where it's all at. So you can bring your own people to set up and everything. You see what I'm saying?
I get it. It's still silly.
Tristan is the nastiest bastard in the series, bro. I'm never looking at him the same after I found out he's 17 and Serenity's like 12. Like, what the fuck, dude? Freshman Slayer head ass out here. And then he really told her, yeah, just watch the duel. And she's like, bro, that fucking bandages on my eyes. What are you saying right now? He's like, oh, shit. You right. You can't see that I'm a fucking creep who's way older than you. Fucking so Tristan, stupid, bro. What a guy.
Can we talk about how Joey only won the battle versus Esperoba by chance?
Like, that's his whole meta.
That's his whole gimmick, I know.
That's his whole gimmick.
It's so ridiculous.
Time Wizard is based on luck. Then he had the stupid spider spinning.
This roulette spider, bro.
Joey's whole thing is, he's the real main character of the series.
Is he now?
He's the luck-based, like, no matter what happens, he somehow ends up winning. That's him. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You talk about Yugi got the heart of the cards, he'd be cheating, but what
is... Yugi just cheats, straight up.
Bro,
Joey is
not.
Luck. Joey is luck. Yugi just cheats.
How is Yugi cheating, bro?
He has a whole nother human being inside of him that fights all his battles.
Okay.
That's cheating.
I don't know about that.
Yes.
Nah.
Yes, it does. And then he does
it's
some
part
other
of him.
Fucking bullshit with the rules sometimes. It's not legal, but all right.
Well, we'll talk about that later if it ever comes up.
So then we get my boy Jinzo. Jinzo's like, yo, I'm Jinzo. Jinzo's crazy. His character arc in GX, insane.
His character arc.
I'm serious, but I meant what I said.
Jinzo said no trap cards.
But yeah, so Jinzo gubs out and he goes, oh yeah, you're puny ass time wizard. Check this out. I'm made of some carbon fiber metal. I was like, bruh. This is the most bullshit shit I've ever heard. That shit
was super bullshit.
I'm made out of some aluminum metal. You cannot kill me. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Get the app, bro. This is stupid as shit. But I'm like, all right, they got to make a Time Wizard nerf somehow because Joey got too lucky. And then Joey was like, watch it. I thought Joey was just going to straight up kill him. I thought he was going to do the spider shit and just hit him directly in this game. Like, that was it. It was a wrap. But he still won anyways off the same thing. He just hit a monster first.
Yeah, it was so ridiculous.
I was like, I mean, it really did. They were like, oh no, don't reflect. Bro, you were going to lose anyways.
For real. That was the game right there.
That was it. It was a wrap. If you killed the monster, you were dead anyways. What do you matter if it reflects or not? It doesn't matter. And then bro was being a bitch too. He's like, oh, it's like Fast and Furious 1 when, you know, Jesse put up his pink slip against the Asian dude and he loses and he drives away. He doesn't give him the car instead of giving him the pink slip. Same thing happened here with the psychic kid. Psychic kid was like, no, man, that's that bullshit. I ain't giving you Jinzo, that's that bullshit. And then his brothers come out and like, stop being a little bitch. I was like, oh my God. And he coughed up the Jinzo, and that was it.
That was the whole thing? The whole game?
Yeah. And then there was one more Yugi battle. Because.
It did start.
That's just how the that's how Battle City goes. Mm-hmm. Joey Duel, Yugi Duel. But before that, I gotta mention, yo, what's up with Yugi's gramps, bro?
Bro, he is a maniac.
Why did he guess who Taya?
What do you mean by guess who?
I mean exactly what I said. He went up and covered Taya's eyes and tried to do the guess who shit that dudes be doing.
That was
like he was trying to spit game. I'm like, Gramps, you are going straight to the Shadow Realm now, buddy. Do not pass go. Get ready to speak Egyptian. Alright. Fucking Christ, Gramps. But yeah, so then Yugi gets kidnapped, gets thrown into a battle with a dark magician guy.
Uh-huh.
Who we find out is also working for Merrick. Merrick is just running wild at Battle City. Okay, Merrick is him.
Merrick is... Okay, never mind. I don't think I can say that one. Whew.
Yugi is about to beat Merrick's ass 12 times in Battle City. Because technically, every time he wins a duel, it's against fucking Merrick. How did Merrick, honest to God, think he was going to beat Yugi when he gets smoked multiple times over and over? I guess you could argue he's learning Yugi's duel patterns, but so is Yugi learning his.
Except Yugi has to learn it through 17 different decks.
Fair, but you still get someone's tendencies down.
Sort of, yeah.
Just because a receiver run a different route doesn't mean you don't know how you run the route. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We also got to have a chat in the next episode about why the evil dark magician is brown, but the good dark magician is white. Kind of fucking weird. Just going to throw that out there.
We will talk about that. Don't you worry.
And speaking of talking about that later, we got to wrap things up for today. So thanks for hanging out with us on what is the official start of Battle City. We will continue this all next week. I want to remind you guys, we have social media everywhere at The Binge Boys, DABNGBOIS. That is right everywhere, anywhere, all places. We barely use it anymore, but that's okay. And we want to remind you guys that with you today, my name was the King of Dungeon Dice Enrique.
And my name is Yami T-Max.
And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yo.